With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Next month, voters in Wisconsin will decide whether to amend the state's constitution to change how some federal funds are distributed. The nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum recently passed a report about the amendments and their potential impacts if passed. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the report's author.
In 2021, Wisconsin received more than $20 billion in federal funding, almost double the amount it got in 2018. And that's continued through 2023. The majority of those funds had to go towards specific uses, like unemployment insurance or transportation. But $4.4 billion was designated as COVID recovery funds over the last couple of years that Governor Tony Evers had discretion over how it was distributed. Republican lawmakers tried to pass a bill saying state agencies needed to submit plans to get the funds, but it was vetoed by the governor. Now Republican lawmakers are asking voters if they approve two constitutional amendments which would limit the authority of Wisconsin governors to spend federal funds. Tyler Burns is a research associate for the Wisconsin Policy Forum and the author of its latest report focusing on the constitutional amendment questions that will be on the August ballot. He says transparency is important and the constitutional amendments could add to the checks and balance system.
You know, in this special case, one person had an awful lot of discretion over how to spend, you know, $4.4 billion, which is an incredible amount of money. And so, you know, legislative input and increasing transparency over those sorts of decisions is important and is a benefit.
On the other hand, this could also slow how funds are getting out to people that need them. In this case, the federal funds were emergency funds pushed out to states to help people and economies weather the COVID-19 pandemic.
In some cases, if you don't spend the money quickly enough, it goes back to the federal money and then they send it to other states. And so, you know, it could potentially slow or even cause us to lose federal money.
Burns also says the language of the amendments are very broad, which makes it unclear who exactly would have authority over how federal funds are spent.
It's kind of tough to say exactly what the impact will be, but it could potentially be relatively large.
We have a link to the Wisconsin Policy Forum report at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The questions will appear on the August 13th ballot. Every Thursday for the next few weeks, families across the Northwoods have access to a bit of extra food to take home. The YMCA, Rhinelander Area Food Pantry, Rhinelander District Library, and UW Extension all teamed up for the 4th Annual Hodag Food Wagon. Organizers say the goal is to increase access to food and decrease the stigma for families who need help. No sign-ups are needed and no questions are asked. Abby Klein is with the YMCA of the Northwoods.
We all have challenges in our lives. Everybody faces some sort of challenge at some point. And it should not be, oh, you're facing a challenge, poor you. It should be, let me help you.
Courtney Smith works with the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry.
We have a lot of families that are employed. They're running smoothly all year long and summer comes. And then they're facing the increased cost of childcare.
The program is especially important for kids that rely on free or reduced-price lunches at school and may not have access to that during the summer break. This is a community-driven event, from funds to volunteering. To volunteer or donate, reach out to either the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry or the YMCA of the Northwoods. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. So far, states like Wisconsin have largely escaped the worst of the summer heat that's affected much of the nation. Mike Moen reports on a group of scientists that want regional residents to pay closer attention to patterns affected by climate change, including weather disasters.
Science Moms bills itself as a nonpartisan group of climate scientists who engage with everyday folks, namely other moms, on the need to address the effects of a warming planet. The University of Wisconsin's Tracy Holloway is a member who says a key point right now is that extreme weather events shouldn't be written off as typical.
Now, a lot of the disasters that we're experiencing wouldn't have occurred if it hadn't been for climate change. And it doesn't seem quite right to use the term natural disaster anymore.
And Science Moms has a new ad campaign in Wisconsin and other states referring to climate-fueled events as unnatural disasters. Engagement efforts like this coincide with public polling showing many Americans are worried about this issue, acknowledging that climate change is underway. But in the Gallup poll, only 55% of respondents said they think it will pose a serious threat in their lifetime. Holloway says the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts is a good resource for skeptics to turn to, or for those who are curious about what the data says.
We are getting warmer, but the biggest change in our temperatures is coming in the winter. Our winters are getting especially warm.
And even when some winters bring a lot of cold and snow, Holloway says the cold isn't as extreme as in past years. As for rain, the initiative points out that in Wisconsin, average precipitation has increased by 17% or about 5 inches since 1950. The Science Moms group hopes presenting this information will spur more conversation about the impacts and how community members can relay their concerns to decision makers. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
Officers with the Marathon County Sheriff's Office are warning about a new scam tactic that's been circulating on social media, particularly Facebook. Detective Bradley Tetro describes it as a bait-and-switch method of posting information that may seem harmless and well-intended to start, like a photo of a missing animal or person.
Once that has spread far and wide, then the original poster can change what that post is from that lost, missing person or animal to, say, a product that now has a bunch of shares and a bunch of likes.
The new leak will likely contain malware or lead users into turning over personal data while paying for something they'll never see.
Hoping that someone will click through and purchase whatever that item would be. And likely whoever makes a purchase on that will never see the item.
Tetro says these suspicious posts will often have their comments turned off to encourage sharing. He also says to be suspicious of any post in a local group that comes from a new account or one with very few followers. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.